You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Bree Zender with KCBX News. Julie Holt has a first grader at Ocean View Elementary School in Arroyo Grande. One day in October, her first grader gave Holt a flyer from school that made Holt raise some questions.
She came running up to me and she was holding this flyer and she said, "Mom, oh my gosh, there is a Good News Club at school." And she was so excited about it.
The Good News Club is a Christian after-school group that's largely geared towards public elementary school students. I asked Holt to read from the flyer.
And it says, "The Good News Club is an exciting, fun-filled hour once a week. It includes dynamic Bible lessons, life-changing scripture memory, meaningful songs."
Holt herself comes from a Christian background, but she felt this flyer and the existence of the club itself crossed a line marking the separation between church and state.
I believe that if this were any other religion, it would not be treated the same way. The uproar would be pretty significant, I think, if this were a club from a local mosque.
The Good News Club is one of the most popular extracurricular activities at Ocean View. Principal Sarah Butler says about 50 kids are current members out of a total student body of just over 600.
We would, as a district, need to give equal access to our facilities for any group that wanted to use a room after school.
Butler says Ocean View welcomes clubs of any kind, so long as they're after school and not a part of the school day. However, Butler says they just have that one Christian group, since no other religious organization has reached out to establish a group on campus. So the Good News Club is a self-professed, non-denominational Christian ministry program that's a part of the larger Child Evangelism Fellowship. CEF has been around since 1937, and the Good News Clubs were started shortly afterwards. This is one of the popular songs that the group sings in their after-school clubs. CEF is not just prevalent here on the Central Coast. They're a worldwide organization headquartered in Missouri. In the U.S., two-thirds of the 6,000 Good News Clubs are operated on public school campuses, according to a spokesperson for CEF. CEF is very familiar with controversy surrounding the separation of church and state in public schools. In fact, they've been involved in several lawsuits, one of which made its way to the Supreme Court of the United States.
My name is Catherine Stewart. I'm the author of a book called The Good News Club,
published in 2012,
which is about Good News Clubs as well as other religious initiatives by the radical right to both infiltrate public education and also to undermine support for it.
Stewart is an investigative journalist. She's been published in news outlets like The New York Times and The Guardian. Stewart first came to know the Good News Club in 2009 when she lived in Santa Barbara. She learned about the club from other parents of her first grader's school. It was then that she began investigating why this religious club was allowed to promote itself and meet on public school campuses. Stewart says the biggest factor is a U.S. Supreme Court decision from 2001, Good News Club versus Milford Central School, which is in central New York State. The Good News Club was trying to set up a club at Milford Central, but were denied because the school felt having the club on campus might violate the separation of church and state. The Good News Club sued Milford, and the case went to the Supreme Court.
The court held in that decision that religion is nothing more than speech from a certain point of view.
The justices ruled 6-3 in favor of the Good News Club. So essentially, schools can't discriminate against religious clubs being on public school campuses during non-school hours. The Good News Club says it takes careful measure to ensure that parents, faculty, and students know that every Good News Club is not connected with schools in any way except the use of their facilities. Here's CEF spokesperson Moses Estevez.
Nobody attends an after-school Good News Club without parental permission slip signed. Okay, no child is allowed to enter the club without it.
The flyer permission slip sent out to Ocean View parents in Arroyo Grande reads, quote, "This class is not endorsed, sponsored, or a function of Ocean View Elementary or the Lucia Marr School District." But Catherine Stewart, the author who investigated the Good News Club, says even though it's clearly laid out on the flyer, children can easily blend the content from the Good News Clubs with their normal school curriculum.
They want to create a seamless idea that the Good News Club seamlessly blends with the rest of the school day.
Whether you think it's a good idea to have religious after-school groups on a public school campus or not, it's important to note that the precedent set from the 2001 U.S. Supreme Court case didn't just free up space for Good News Clubs exclusively in public schools. Campuses are open to any faith or non-faith, even groups from the Satanic Temple. An after-school Satan club has been trying to establish itself on public school campuses across the country to counteract the Good News Club, says the group. If you'd like to find out more about these groups, as well as find pictures of the flyer that was handed out at Ocean View Elementary, head to our website. It's all at kcbx.org. Bree Zender, KCBX News.